Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah.
So, Rebecca, people were mad about the way that you chose to end last Problem Solved. Did you get mad messages?
I got a lot of mad messages. People were very upset at the cliffhanger because I didn't say it would be a cliffhanger, but I thought that'd be the funny part.
I thought it was funny, but it was because I knew what was really happening. The amount of people who guessed pregnant, and I just put the, like, nervous emoji. That's how I replied, because I didn't want to lie about it.
Right. My response when people would say, "You're pregnant, aren't you?" My response was, "I got my tubes tied after Gavin."
Oh, good.
It's a good one, right?
Yes. Just dodge it.
Because it's true.
So, how in the actual world are you doing?
I thought you were going to say, how in the actual world did you get pregnant?
Did they tie both sides?
Yes, they cut, like, they don't tie them in pretty bows. They cut them and cauterize them. So, they cut at least a centimeter off of each one.
And burned it shut.
Burned it shut. And apparently, they can grow back together. Isn't that crazy? So, nothing is safe
in this world. So, Clara's pumped that she's having a sister.
I'm so relieved. I don't think I took a deep breath until the lady on the phone said it was a girl. So, they call you. This is kind of like anticlimactic. If it was your first pregnancy, I could see you not wanting to find out the gender this way. But by the fifth, you're like, whatever. So she calls me with the gender. Well, it's actually a genetic test. So they're looking for like chromosomal defects. That's the whole purpose of the test. I, however, only take it to find out what the gender is. So they call you and they first go over all of the like, if there's anything wrong, which everything was fine. Oh my and gosh. Then
is that as nerve-wracking call though?
I wasn't worried about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about it. I think they only look for Down syndrome, and I don't feel like I would be devastated, you know, if I would be okay. So, but I was very nervous about it, about her saying it was a boy. Uh-huh. I had no feeling one way or the other, and Clara was convinced it was a girl. And in my mind, I just have this like wrong belief, I don't know where it stems from, that God doesn't give us things that we want. So if we want a girl, he's probably going to give us a boy to refine us and like, you know, I don't know. I think I've seen him not heal my friend's kids from cancer. And even though he could, and you just, it makes these questions go in my mind, like, you can do that, God. It'd be so easy for you to heal this little boy from cancer, but you didn't. So you're not good and you're not going to give us a girl because that's just not who you, you know, like I had all these thoughts. Yes.
If you want it too much, I felt the same way. Like you got to kind of hide it from him or play it down. Like, no, it's no big deal. I don't really care.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We're so silly.
Yeah, it really is silly. And so I think I was very nervous about it being a boy and then it just reconfirming those fear, like, you know, that lie that I believe that God is not good. And so it was really just relieving in so many ways for her to say, it's a girl. I was like, God, it is good. Like he does give. I don't know why he doesn't do it all the time. You know, I'm sure if I could see the big picture, like he does, his decisions would make sense to me, but we don't see the whole picture. And so I just often believe that he doesn't do good things.
Because we want to know how he is. And so we draw linear conclusions that aren't accurate. So tell me about how you did the reveal. What was, you just like rolled up paper and was there like, were those feathers or pieces of paper?
I scoured Amazon for the most perfect gender reveal item. So they have balloons where you can fill with confetti, but you need helium. So I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm not buying a helium machine just for this occasion. Then they have these cannons that you twist, like one, the top one way and the bottom the other, and it shoots off confetti. But I wanted the kids to do it. And I was like, there's no way they're going to be able to twist in, you know, two opposite directions. And so I found these sticks and they're filled with confetti. And you take the little plug off the top and just shake it really hard and the confetti comes out. So I bought, it came in a pack of three girls and three boys. So I had them on hand ready to go.
Oh, okay. And did Neil already know?
He did. I told him. Like, so I got a call at 11 o'clock. I told Neil at like 11:03 and Neil's reaction was so sweet. He was sitting on the back porch drinking coffee and he immediately like got up and gave me this huge hug. Like he had just found out we were pregnant. I think I didn't know how much he wanted a girl too until that moment, you know? Aww. So that was really sweet. And then immediately, like the kids knew by 11:15. So yeah, it was all very fast.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thanks. I'm very excited too. Also a little scared for my bank account.
Listen, sister. Yeah.
Those little girl clothes and bows and shoes.
They're so cute. You don't even have a choice.
Every single thing is cute. When you're looking for something cute for a boy, you're lucky if you find one thing in the whole store.
Not those girls. So where's your favorite place to get girl clothes?
I like H&M a lot. I liked H&M for boy clothes too. Target's always so easy because it's the only store I actually go to anymore. So yeah, Old Navy, you know, wherever.
All right. So how do you feel in your body?
Oh, sick and tired.
Okay. Where are you at now? What week are you on?
12 and a half.
Okay. And do you stop feeling sick at 16? Is that what I've heard?
Yeah, typically in my experience, around 15 or 16 weeks. So I'm almost there.
You're so close. And yet probably feels like so far.
It does kind of feel like you're going to feel like this forever. I haven't felt like myself in 7 weeks. And that really stinks.
Yeah. Are you still working? Are you guys able to work now?
Yeah, we're back to normal. We're working. I have a babysitter that comes Monday, Wednesday, Fridays for me.
Okay. How is it going at Better Life Bags? Are you busy?
Yeah, we're really steady. I'm grateful.
Yay. That's so good. So did you get it? What? How am I?
I want to deflect the conversation off of me and back to you.
You're done with that. Okay. I'm
not talking about myself.
Yeah, I'm fine. I think that something that's coming up for me is that I don't have a whole lot of schoolwork right now. And I'm realizing I don't know how to relax and I don't know what I want to do with my free time.
Yeah.
But what I think I want is like everything clean and for everything to be quiet. And then, but when I actually get it, because my kids are a little older and my son is roaming the neighborhood with his friends and my daughter is at horseback, I get the quiet and the clean. And then I'm like, no, this wasn't exactly what I wanted, actually. Like, I like it and I don't want it to change, but that isn't, that's not fun. Anyway, so yeah, I'm just realizing I don't exactly know what to do with myself.
So do you want your kids home and it's quiet and clean?
No, it's not that I'm sad that they're gone. Because what they're doing is fun and they're enjoying themselves. But mm-hmm. I think that when I think I just want it a certain way so I can just relax and like read or whatever. So I'm having time to read, but I don't know what to do with myself and I'm uncomfortable. And that's good. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to be. But I'm also like working to adjust my meds down a little bit. And so I'm feeling a little agitated, a little depressed. But I'm also like my brain is recalibrating itself. So that's going to happen to some extent. So I don't know, just in a little bit of a weird place. It's not bad. And I'm remaining curious about it and not judging myself about it, which is good. I think that's really a growth thing for me, but it's just weird.
I mean, it sounds to me like you need to just go take a sledgehammer to another bar cart in your house and get a new do a house project accidentally.
I know, gosh. No, I think that I don't know what I need to do. And that's the thing, is I always want to keep myself busy,
right?
And there's something good about that, but then there's, it only goes so far that it's being a good thing. But being in school for so long, I don't know what I want to do with myself.
So did you finish the semester? Is that why you have less schoolwork?
I finished the bachelor's. And so pretty quick here, I start the rest of the master's. I did some of the master's on the way to the bachelor's. It's kind of confusing. So anyway, yeah.
Wow. Trucking right along. How long did you take? How long did that take?
About a year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. The next couple classes are going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to them. Anyway, that's all that I really have going on with me. There are two kinds of small business owners. There are the old schoolers who need to physically go into a bank, and then there's you. I know when I first started my small business, I had to make an appointment, drive to a bank, and then I had to wait days for my account to be approved and set up. It was painful. I love Aslo's quick setup so you can get your small business set up fast and focus on the things that really inspire you. Aslo is a free business checking account with invoicing, bill pay, money transfers, and there's no minimum balance or fees. That's really difficult to find. Instead of seemingly endless waiting on the phone, like you experience at a traditional bank, where you're still required to go in person, just go to azlo.com and apply in as little as 10 minutes. With Aslo's free instant funding feature, you can deposit money and access it in your account instantly, no waiting. Money Magazine called Aslo the best business banking option for freelancers and entrepreneurs. And I recommend Aslo because they have a small business feel and also offer free resources like webinars to help you start your dream business. So sign up right now with no minimum deposit at aslo.com/MSW and get a free copy of Aslo's Small Business Starter Guide, spelled azlo.com/MSW. And sign up with a free small business starter guide and no minimum deposit. Aslo.com/MSW.
You were going to come visit Hamtramck.
We were.
Just not really how you pronounce it.
I know. I told her that.
I know. That's embarrassing, Katie.
Katie.
Also really embarrassed that she doesn't think I listened to those episodes.
Well.
So now she knows. And you know what? Not one person, I'm a little peeved about this.
Oh my goodness.
Not one person messaged me and said, hey, you really should listen to Struggling Sisters today.
They're talking crap about you.
They're talking crap about you and they have a secret code word that you need to say. I discovered this on my own by myself.
Oh my goodness.
Listening like 4 days after it came out too. So.
Well, so what... You should be glad that nobody told you, because now everybody knows that you literally do listen.
I do. And I laugh so much.
Do you laugh? Especially when we talk about you and you can't even defend yourself?
Oh, that is really fun when you're being talked about on a podcast and you're listening to it.
Do you yell out in your kitchen? Girls, this is libel, slander.
Yes.
Defamation. Gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I have a question. Speaking of, because it made me think of Defamation Proclamation, the ruggable shenanigans of Katie's. When I try to vacuum that rug, it like the vacuum gets stuck on it.
Does it suck up into the vacuum?
Yeah. Like I can't push hard enough to vacuum that ruggable rug. It's the weirdest thing.
Do you have, the Velcro thing under it, right?
Yeah. Like the vacuum won't move. Like the rug isn't going into it. The vacuum just like sucks so hard onto the rug that I can't hardly move it with all my might. It's like my biggest workout, I would say, of the day, but I'm not vacuuming every day.
Because they just want you to wash it. It's what they advertise. They don't advertise it being a vacuumable rug. They advertise it as a washable
rug.
Why
in the world would it not be a vacuumable rug?
No, it's my weird. Dyson, my stick Dyson, I do have to put it on the lowest setting when I vacuum that rug compared to my others, like the lowest suck setting.
Yeah. No, that's good. So I recently, something exciting that happened is that my Dyson stopped working and I probably had it for like 4 years. And I told Eric, well, I'm just going to take it back to Costco. And he said, but you've had it for 4 years. Like you shouldn't do that. And then I said, I'm not worried about Costco's income. And if Costco said they'll take everything back, that's why people buy things at Costco. So you can return them. And they have rules around it. They don't just return. They won't return your television after 30 days. And you know, they have some rules. And so I went and I returned it and they immediately gave me $600 back on my Visa card. And then I bought a new one. It's amazing. It's cordless.
Yes.
And 6 pounds, which means everybody in the house can vacuum with ease, which means they have to.
Gavin is obsessed with our Dyson vacuum. He loves it. It's a little too heavy for him, but they sell a kid's version that looks just like a Dyson, but it's a toy. And so I had to buy it for him. And it's the cutest thing in the world.
You didn't have a choice.
I didn't.
That's so good. How cute is that?
That's really cute.
Well, and I can tell you that the man happily took the old vacuum, and right next to it was another person who just returned the very same vacuum. So, it's part of it. It's a thing. We have an understanding with Costco. We buy way more food than we need from them, and they take back our old vacuums.
Yep, your 4-year-old dirty vacuums.
I'm like, huh, this broke. I don't know why. And the man's like,
but they had to look up your purchase receipt, right? You couldn't just go buy one at the thrift store and take it to Costco.
Oh no, they knew that I had definitely bought it from them.
Always trying to think how to scam the system, you know?
I guess so. Yeah. Anyway, so that's exciting. I love a new vacuum.
But not your ruggable rug.
No, I really do like the rug. I just don't like vacuuming the rug because I don't have the upper arm strength. Why is it so
even
hard?
With your 6-pound
it vacuum. Sucks so hard that I cannot move it across the rug.
You got to Insta story that sometime.
I will. It's like, it's not, the ruggable is not, it shan't be vacuumed. It's taking a stand against it.
Just washed.
Yeah, that's what it screams out. Just put me in the washer. Wash me. So do you want to solve anybody's problems today? Did you get some?
I didn't even ask. I put this all on you, Rebecca. This month.
Well, and can I tell you? I didn't even ask either. My sister did it, so. But she did. She got some.
But I think I saw that post before we had even confirmed when we were recording. And I was like, oh, good to know. We are recording tomorrow.
Yeah, I told her in a text and then never replied to you. So it's, you know, it's fine.
It's okay. I'm at your beck and call. Whenever you need me,
I'll hop. Appreciate it, Rebecca. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what problems are out there in Strug land?
Oh, man. There are legion. Okay. So, yeah. Some people are just telling me how they're struggling well. So I'll just read them.
Sure.
Lacey McMath. Is that a real name? McMath? That would be so sad if my last name was McMath. It'd be so not regular or
unless you're
accurate.
A math teacher, then no, you're like totally cool.
That would be a cool math teacher name. No, but for me, it'd be like, Mick, what? Like, I had such a hard time doing remedial algebra in college. That's as far as I went.
Yeah.
Was the
slow I didn't go kids. Past algebra. Why would you go past algebra?
I don't know. My husband, like, does math for fun. I don't understand.
Weird.
So Lacey McMath says, I'm struggling well by just letting my 2-year-old run naked unless we're leaving the house. She doesn't want to wear clothes? Fine. Not a hill worth dying on. And she said, also, I'd like to be naked as well, if we're honest. So, there you go. I love it. I am not somebody who, I do not want to walk around naked. I do not feel confined by clothes.
I love my clothes. I still sleep in a bra. I don't even take a bra off at night.
Yeah.
I could not be naked for fun.
Mm-mm. I don't know if that's a thing. Like, it has to do with how you grew up. Like, there was a girl in college who was always naked. She was also really strange. So she was also homeschooled. So I wonder, like, I would never want to sit on a couch in her house.
No.
So there's that. There's just a hygiene problem with nakedness.
Yeah. As a family. At least underwear, right?
Yeah, not this girl. And she had roommates, 3 of them.
Oh, I think there's something going on.
Yeah, she was weird. And it wasn't like to be provocative. It was just like, oh, man, I'm home. I'm so glad I can. Some people are like, oh, I wish I could take my, you know, can't wait to take my bra off. She's like, right. I can't wait to just be the way the good Lord made me. No.
More power to her.
No, less power, more clothes.
Oh, yeah. I saw this article. I read it on Facebook. Like the 10 places to go while coronavirus is going on in Metro Detroit. One of them is a naked spa.
No.
And my first question is, do you still have to wear a mask?
Ooh, that's a good question. The one thing you have on. How weird.
The one piece of clothing that you have to wear.
Okay, speaking of nakedness, and I told you that I only Peloton naked, which is not accurate. Right. I've never Pelotoned, and I don't like to be naked. How's your bike going?
I like it. So I think my literary agent said she would pay for it twice over. She likes it that much.
Yes.
I would not pay for 2.
Okay.
I don't love any form of exercise. Like, there's not a part in me that's like, oh, I've got 30 minutes. Let me hop on the bike. But when I do love the rides themselves and I love how I feel afterwards. So.
And okay. So my question remains, does it work out your arms at all?
You can do rides with weights if you want. You can filter through rides with weights.
And do you are saying that you find people in class and you sit by them?
I haven't figured this part out yet. I don't know how that's possible.
Because I've been sitting naked on my bike waiting for you
to show up.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
For you.
It is. I'm embarrassed. I feel lonely. That sounds bad. We gotta take that out.
Yeah, I don't quite know. When I saw like my one friend on Instagram say she showed up to a class 15 minutes early to meet her friend. I've never done a live class though yet. I'm not that on top of life to be able to show up to my bike in my bedroom at a certain time to take a live class. I've only taken pre-recorded.
Oh, man.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Still figuring it out. But I like it. I like it a lot.
Are you just saying that?
No, I do. Okay. Especially because we can't go to a gym right now. But the truth is, like, I wouldn't be going to a gym anyway.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I can hop on and really, I can be done with my workout in 30 minutes versus driving to a gym, finding parking, walking in, taking that's a 3-hour process. Who has 3 extra hours in their day to do anything like that? So I like the convenience of it. I like the classes. The instructors are super fun. The music is really loud. So yeah, I'm liking it a lot.
Okay, this is for the homeschoolers out there, the ones who wanted to and the ones that don't have a choice. The Homeschool Buyers Co-op has been around since 2005. It's family-owned and it's dedicated to quality curriculum for you and your kids. So school districts get to buy curriculum at low rates because they're so big. Well, the Homeschool Buyers Co-op combines thousands of families, so they basically can get discounts just like the school districts can. So when you check out their catalog curriculums, you're always going to get the lowest price guaranteed on a really good curriculum. And you're not swamped with thousands of options. They offer only the most highly recommended options, so you're going to find the perfect one for your family's needs. Since the Homeschool Buyers Co-op community is almost as big as the largest school district in America, they have an incredible index of free resources. They have field trip guides. You can find out what scholarships your child qualifies for. And there's even a classified section where you can buy and sell used curriculum from other members. So head over to homeschoolbuyersco-op.org and sign up for your free membership. And make sure to use the referral code MSW and you'll get 5,000 smart points towards a purchase. So that's homeschoolbuyersco-op.org. D.W. McGee says, she said she's in Florida. It's hot. The kids are hot. Everybody's hot. How do you get kids to come up with play ideas without your assistance or supervision?
So lock yourself in your bedroom. Become unavailable.
That is some good parenting right there. The hard thing about letting them do whatever they want without supervision is it's never a good idea. Like the other day, I had cooked a lot of food. There was pesto pasta, which my kids love pasta. They love pesto. And I had made the pesto from scratch. So I was like, really Martha Stewarting it up. And yeah. I said, there's pasta in there. There's taco soup in there, which I pulled it out of the freezer because I needed space. It is not a great time to make soup. It's literally 110 degrees, but they didn't seem to notice that. But I said, I'd like you guys to eat these things before we pull things out of the freezer. So I came back off some interviews to brownies that they had cooked and chicken nuggets that they had thought out. And I was like, I'm so confused about why I even talk. Why do I even interact with you guys? So I don't know. The unsupervised is lovely, except that it's usually a disaster.
Yeah. We've had a lot of screen time, like a lot of screen time. But when I do make it turn off, they go outside and play. Or Jonah is really into like making comics or like drawings. He doesn't enjoy
that's being fun. Outside.
I also suggest things like, why don't you build a fort? They love that.
Do you have certain items that are off limits for fort building or certain items you have just for fort building?
We have these clips, these like wooden clips and old bed sheets that are the only allowed things for fort building. And that's really helped my couch cushions not be stolen and, you know, all of that. And I prefer them to make forts in their bedroom, not the living room.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like the use of sheets. My kids would always be really mad that they'd use blankets and they wouldn't stay.
Yes.
So sheets and just like clothespins.
Yeah, they're not clothespins. They're actual fort clips. We're pretty fancy when it comes to that, but
I didn't buy just clothespins.
Clothespins would have worked just fine, except these big ones can clip on the side of their bed rail.
And they're strong.
They've got a really heavy rubber band on them. So if you're really into fort building, can look into those.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I don't know what my kids do all day. Let's just say that. I don't know what they do.
Are you doing a lot of sleeping?
I am doing a lot of sleeping. Yeah. Like just laying on the couch. I sleep when Gavin sleeps. He still takes a 2-hour nap. And so that's when they get screen time, is starting at his nap. But then it's like really hard to tell them to get off. So they pretty much get screen time from like 2 p.m. to 6, you know.
Well, because then you got to make dinner at some point.
Oh, yeah. And that's right when I start feeling sick.
Oh, really?
I have night sickness, not morning sickness.
Man. And that's the hardest time of day for everybody.
I know. God loves me. Okay. He gave me girl.
That's true, right? Remember that. Okay, so Jamae72 says, I cannot handle getting my kids to do summer work to not let the summer slide happen. And we have really done no reading or writing or math from the teachers because I'm just as lazy. So not sure if she's saying she wishes she was doing it and she isn't. Are you doing like some, do they call it like bridge work to help?
No way. No. Okay. My kids are on screens. No, we're not doing anything. I mean, the only thing we do is we read. I read aloud to them at night. I feel like that. I love the conversation it sparks. In fact, the book that we're reading right now is about this kid who loves being in the library. And Jonah, the next morning, looked up when our local library opens because he wanted to go. And of course, it's closed because of coronavirus. But
he looked it up.
But he wanted to go to a library. I was like, wow, okay. So, but yeah, we're not doing anything. I can't handle that.
I think reading aloud is so important, though, and I don't think that should be, you know, diminished.
Yeah, you're right. There's books written about reading aloud and probably research, too. I don't know. Yeah. Are you guys doing any remedial summer work?
Yeah, they do have, like, a workbook they're going through each day.
From you or the teacher?
No, just it's actually from my husband. He feels very strongly that he doesn't like how online school is going for the kids. He doesn't feel like they're learning enough.
Yeah.
We did go from a, you know, very intense classical homeschool, right, you know, hybrid model, and where like they're learning Latin and stuff. And then all of a sudden to public school, which is not bad, just different. And then online public school. So he's like, he's just concerned that their little brains are going to rot away or something. I don't know. And so he is carrying the torch and assigning the lessons and checking the lessons. Then he went out of town because his mom is sick. And so she's at the MD Anderson Cancer place getting treatment. And so he had to go out of town for like 4 or 5 days. And so I told him, you know, that's not happening with me. And I'm so glad that he's doing that with you. And I also am not doing it with you. And so let your little brains rot out.
So you're the favorite parent.
No, I don't. I think it'd take a lot more than that for Moni, because he's so fun. But anyway, yeah. There's that.
Aw, that's good. I hope they're not losing their Latin.
I don't even think they ever had it. We were having them do Duolingo for a while there.
Yeah.
Have you done that? That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Jonah said we told Jonah if he learned fluent Japanese, we would take him to Japan.
Oh.
And he did Duolingo for like a 2 days and was done.
There you go.
Not going to Japan, but wow. You know.
Okay. Okay, so Grace and Rose Design says we took up biking this summer. She found a Schwinn 4-bike hitch rack.
Hmm.
4 bikes. You hitch 4 bikes together, Grace?
That's what it said.
It does say 4-bike hitch rack at a garage sale for $20. And on Trail Tuesdays, they have Trail Tuesdays. How fun is that? They strap the bikes in. Oh, I think it's like to get their bike somewhere. I thought they were making like a row of bikes all connected.
Oh, no. I knew exactly what she
was like. That sounds like a disaster. One of our couple friends for our wedding got us what's a bicycle? What do you call a bicycle?
Those tandem. Like two-person.
Yes. It was a yellow Schwinn, and they were very active, and so they actually rode it to our house and then ran home. They are, like, amazing athletes. Anyway, they were probably training for the Olympics. I'm not sure.
Right.
But we really liked it. It was really fun, but I can't imagine 4 in a row, so I'm glad to realize. Yeah, I didn't know. Super. Okay, so now that we're all on the same page, they put their bikes on this rack and then do Trail Tuesdays. I like that.
That's so fun. That's the type of mom I aspire to be. Where, like, days are cutely named and themed.
You just have to name one. You don't have to name all 7. If you had to name one of your days right now, has to be an alliteration.
Yeah. Tired Tuesday.
Tired Tuesdays, okay.
Everyone takes naps and watches movies.
There's a melatonin for breakfast, and then we're going back to bed. That's so funny. You know, I can tell you, my 12-year-old is starting to sleep a lot, mm-hmm. and I'm really excited. Like, we're heading into the teen years where you can't get them out of bed.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. My daughter's like that too.
Really? She just sleeps a lot?
She's always, yeah. She's always slept a lot. Once we started homeschooling, that's when she really embraced sleeping in till like 10 or 11 every day.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know.
My kids have never been like that. They don't sleep in cars. They don't. They're up and they are interested in me helping them know what's fun. My son, Herod's new obsession is taking me on a picnic.
Oh.
It is so sweet and so hot. It is so hot.
Do you have to actually go somewhere or is he satisfied with your courtyard?
Oh, no. We have to, because I got this blanket that's like plastic on the bottom.
Oh, so, yes.
And so, yeah, we have to go to a location.
So it's your fault that he's obsessed with picnics.
I'm sorry. I just thought this blanket was cool. It is my fault. I've made it. I've created an outdoor monster.
That's cute.
Okay, here's someone. Vintage Deer says, it looks like I'm getting my wish to homeschool. Yes, you are.
Someone wished that?
Oh, so I have a question. Are you guys going back?
Oh, I don't
know. Because
we're
not going back now.
You're not going, your whole, like, everybody system-wide?
Is not going back for at least a month.
Interesting.
And then guess what happens? Cold and flu season. So I think.
Right.
I wonder if we're even going to go back in January. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd be surprised. I don't know. Our school system starts after Labor Day. So we're okay. Still 7 weeks out.
Okay. And that's when we're going back is after Labor Day.
So much can change in that period of time.
For sure. Yeah, and my daughter's starting middle school. So a whole new school from distance learning. That's going to be interesting. I think that's going to make it so weird to go back. Like, it's already awkward enough, and now add in this
right. middle school.
Anyway, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I just feel like either option, nothing's good. Like, there's no, the e-learning sucks. I hate it. I, you know, don't want to do it. But then I think about what it's going to be like for them to be at school, and it's with masks and like they can't do group work. Apparently,
I didn't even think of that. No recess?
I don't know. There's lots of crazy talk in Michigan.
I feel like recess would be safe.
That's how I feel. I don't understand some of these decisions. Okay. Like our Hamtramck. See, I dropped it in again. Did you know Jonah used to call it ham chicken when he was little? I think it's so cute.
That's cute.
So they are doing it like a soccer league, but everyone has to bring their own ball. No ball sharing.
What?
Like you kick the ball with your foot. Like
how on earth do you make your own ball?
Our feet are not transmitting coronavirus.
How do you have 19 balls in one game?
I don't know. It's just, I think... It's ridiculous. From now we're going to have to like walk on our hands in and out of our cars. I don't know.
You bring your own ball to a soccer game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because everybody knows that soccer balls are the biggest transmission point.
Of coronavirus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What in the world?
It's a game where you don't touch the ball with your hands. Like,
yeah, no.
that should be the safest.
Wow.
It's just weird. I hate this world right now so much.
Yeah.
Just want everything to be put back the way it was.
I know. I know it. Okay. So this girl, Vintage Deer, dreamed to homeschool, but also she's going to be homeschooling the kids she nannies.
Oh, dear.
No. No, thank you.
You cannot be paid enough. She can't be paid enough for that.
No. No, she can't. So she said, it's good, but I'm also overwhelmed. Yeah, you are. She said, she's asking, and this will be for you. Did y'all use a specific planner for organizing your homeschool days? She has a kindergartner, first grader, a third grader. But I don't. They did it for me when I homeschooled. The school gave me everything. So what'd you do?
We had the same system. We had a hybrid program.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, but I did utilize Trello. I really like Trello for a lot of things in my life, which is this online, like, organization system. But I think you get a teacher planner, too. And so, as we were talking, Neil and I, about school, like, options for the fall, one of our thoughts was, okay, let's hire a nanny who can take care of the two babies and homeschool the other three grade levels. And Neil looked at me, he's like, there's absolutely nobody you could find to do that. You couldn't pay anyone enough to do that. I'm like, well, I will have to do that. Like, that is me, the mother. Like, that is, if yeah. I can't find anyone to do it, then I have to do it and I get paid zero.
Yeah.
Oh,
couldn't you just have somebody watch the two babies?
Yeah. I mean, that's the other option. I was just trying to get out of all of it, you know?
I hear you. Like, yep. You got to ask. It doesn't hurt to ask.
Got to set your standards high.
This is another Fort Mom. It's Senior Man 86, but it's a girl. So I pretty much dropped all standards. My boys run wild all over the house. I cleaned out closets so they can have forts while I sit and read books and crochet blankets, pretending I don't hear all the yelling. That's a great idea. Clean out a closet.
Yeah. Oh, to do the forts in a closet?
Yeah. Invite them to have fun in a closet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Or you go to the closet.
It's true.
And they get the rest of the house. No. Either way.
No, I don't like that even at all.
Okay. Yeah, give them a closet then.
Did I tell you that I started to crochet a blanket for my son, and now anytime I'm not working on it, he's like, can you go start working on that? No, I cannot. Thank you.
When did you start?
I mean, maybe like 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, okay. So this isn't like been his whole life, his whole existence.
Oh, no. Yeah. But when he sees it and I'm not working on it, he's like, so I have a question. Why are you wasting time? Oh, my goodness. Okay. I have another one. Dana Marie says, first of all, I feel like the electronic use is way out of control, just like you said. So much mom guilt for that one. However, some of the things my kids have been doing to get through the summer is watching Marvel movies. They've watched the whole series, which now my hubby and I are getting interested in, and my girls are making every style of bracket under the sun. Maybe she means bracelet.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have all types of string and beads all over at all times, which I guess is a good thing when we're not using the TV. Does Clara like making crafts?
She does. I probably need to help supply her with actual craft stuff and encourage her to do that. It's very messy.
There's something great, though, about finding items. That's really building her creativity and resourcefulness, I think.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you want to make a friendship bracelet? Go find some string off an old sweater in the basement.
Okay. That makes me think of, I got a new throw for my new living room. And I loved it. It was like, is it called Chanel?
Okay. I know what Chanel is, but I don't know if your blanket is Chanel.
Yeah, it's like a velvety.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I liked it. Well, my son, he found the end of it and just, he pulled and just destroyed it. He thought he was helping by, oh, this one little piece is out. Let me pull on it. He didn't understand how the concept of don't do that. He didn't understand that was a problem. But he did tell on himself and say, hey, like, and so I told my husband, I'm like, well, then he can pay for it. And he's like, that's ridiculous, Emily. He's not paying for it. He doesn't have anything. But it was just new and I was mad. It was like $19.99. It's not like
$600 blanket.
Right. And it's not like he did it on purpose. And as soon as he did it, he came and told on himself. And I'm still like, you shall pay for this. I'm the worst. Anyway, he didn't pay for it, just so everybody can calm down. And anybody who wants to can Venmo me $19.99 because I already paid for it. I don't want to pay for it again.
I understand.
Well, Rebecca, we really don't have any problems. Any other ones?
Great. We've been waiting for this day.
Smack we out of problems. Them. We sure did. So you're coming on again, though, in a couple weeks because we're having our 250th episode celebration.
You texted me it was the 150th.
Right, but that's not true because that was a long time ago. I did it wrong. I said it wrong.
Okay, so it is 250?
I mean, it should be.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal, and I'm excited because we're going to be the three of us again.
It is. It's going to be so good. So, yeah. So we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for not having any problems.
Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter-
what you do. Be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.